Okay, Pinkies, buffet driver. Lots happening at the moment.
Testing.
Yeah, okay, good. So we're driving the Dorian Gray today, the Porsche 911. Kind of unscheduled, didn't really intend to be driving this car today, but I just put a new battery in. So I got to do all the little tricky-dicky things to tell the car that there's a new battery in it. Things like reinitializing the window, the top dead center for the windows, and the sunroof likes to be initialized, and the stereo needs a code because it won't work. You type in the code, and then it has to communicate with the car computer brain, and all these little rinky-dinky things, and to make sure the car runs properly. So that's our excuse. And I see my little voltmeter is putting out 14 volts here, so that's good. We like that. So the charging system is charging, and things are looking pretty good. So I have to say thank you to a lot of people who've responded to me from the last episode about the I lost my job, woe is me, my life is so hard. Eric with a K, here comes a Tesla Model S, black, nice looking car, needs a wash job. Eric, a big eclectic cat. Do I know Eric? I'm not sure if I do or not. Please don't be offended. Is Eric a lurker? Have we communicated before? I'm not entirely sure who you are, Eric. I've got to get my antenna up. So thank you to Eric. A lot of the regulars have been sending me messages. Ranger, John, Casey in Denver. Dennis in Colorado Springs. That Peter G. And other various Twitter communications and things like that. So thank you to all those people who have sent their best wishes and thumbs ups. Appreciate that. So as you can imagine, it's been a rather, it's kind of been a stressful couple of weeks. Going back to work has been, you know, everyone's, oh, Faye, come work as a fireman. You'll be great. And the office people are, come work in the office. You'll be great. So everybody wants me to come work with them. I guess that's a good thing. Everyone's pitching me on there. Yeah, we could do this and that, and you'll love it. The job will be great. And come here, work with us. And so there's that, which is really nice, really great. And then there's the constant, well, what are you going to do, Faye? You going to come work on fireman or work in the office? What are you going to do? Everybody, every day, I get asked, have you made up your mind? No, I've not made up my mind. So there's a lot of things to consider on the work front. And so I gotta think. I'm thinking about all these things. I'm actually going back today to visit the that work opportunity that you heard about on Drive Time to Nopa when Brenda and I were out and about on the town hanging out for my birthday. So I'm going back there to speak to the man in charge about a job. And I'm looking around for jobs. You know, I just want to investigate other job opportunities. I am not ready to give up dispatching as a career. So it's quite important to me, and I do enjoy it a lot. So I'm not ready to give that up just yet. You know, when I'm talking to people, friends, and getting advice, and so just a lot of thought. I have to say, too, I've been really emotionally wrought over this entire thing. It's been a hard, it's been a difficult thing to experience, and I think primarily I'm upset about the loss of working with my coworkers, who I've really come to care for and built some really strong and happy relationships with. So I'm upset about losing that and not being able to do my job, this job that I love so much. It's quite saddening to me. So I'm dealing with those issues as well. And that's kind of been probably the hardest part. I'm not afraid to go work in the office and, yeah, you know, these other options. But I am upset to not be able to do what I'm really good at, and which I will miss very much. So these are the kinds of things that are boiling around in my head. So Ranger John and the starting Fiat problem, the saga of the not starting Fiat. So Ranger John talked about on his show, The Dark Forest, or on the DF, about the problem where he had to replace a starter in his Fiat 500, and it seemed to work for a little while, and then all of a sudden the starter stopped working again, and or it was starting to get a little unreliable, and there was a recall for starters. There was a little fix, replacing some bolts. Sounded to me like there was a problem with the grounding of the starter to the frame, which was causing the vehicle to not start. And although John's car did not qualify for the free recall, courtesy of Fiat Incorporated, it certainly, John, sounds to me a lot like this is exactly the kind of problem. I had thought it was the neutral safety switch, which basically does the same thing, interrupting the circuit from the starter to the battery or the ignition. And, you know, this, what sounds like this short is essentially the same thing. Just coming up to a fun corner here, third gear, 3,400 RPM, 51 miles an hour. Little bit moist. Oh, dirt, rough road. Oh, construction zone. Yuck, ugly. Roads are actually just in between wet and in between dry. Lots of potholes to avoid. Look out for that one. Oh, this car is so much fun. Oh, my goodness. Well, that battery is working great. The battery's just a little bit heavier, too. It's in the front of the car, so we've got, like, maybe another pound or two over the front wheels. Makes a big difference. Anyway, so I don't know if you purchased... John talked about getting the parts from Fiat, which I think are essentially a different set of nuts and bolts that probably conduct electricity a little better. If you don't want to go that route, John, your mechanic should be able to just attach a grounding wire from the starter to the frame of the car, and that should solve your problems as well. So, yeah, I think you should either get the parts for this recall fix and have them installed yourself, or have a mechanic install a grounding wire from the starter to the frame of the vehicle, because I'm certain that that's what it is. It has all the earmarks of being a a grounding issue or a circuit interruption. So that's John and his problems. What about me? Hey, I have great news, everybody.
the divorce has come through. I cannot tell you how happy I am to have received the final documentation that the divorce of my father from his one-week wife has been a success. So that's all come through. It actually won't be isn't official until the first week of April of 2017. So it's a little ways away, but it's final and it's official and it'll be in effect at that time. So that's quite exciting. I never have to go back to that awful courthouse again. Also on my father's front, we're getting a little more concerned about his well-being. We're going to the doctor for a stress test this next week. My father's having some issues with his lungs. So we're having those things tested out. And I'm actually quite concerned because my father seems to disappear off the face of the earth. My father seems to disappear off the face of the earth for periods of time, and he seems to have some time gaps in his life, and he can't remember where he's been or what he's done. Sometimes I can't get in touch with him for a few days, and so I'm kind of getting concerned about what is really happening. I might have to put a GPS tracker on him or something. And I can foresee my father living in my basement the next year or so. So that's not something to look forward to. And of course, these issues also inform my decisions for my future employment too. Like if I have to be parenting a 80-year-old man, I sure as hell aren't going to have time to spend learning how to become a fireman from scratch. So, you know, all these little issues, all the little things we call life. Okay, gang, we're at Snake Hill. There's a whole lot of traffic way ahead of us. I'm gonna be on their tails in no time. Just has power. Oh, lovely. It's a nice brand new road here too. Pavement is lovely on Snake Hill these days. Used to be a little rough in spots, but they just paved it, so it's quite nice. Now if the traffic would get out of the way, I'd be able to have some fun. So I guess, actually, you know, I also have to talk about Ranger John and Daniel and the de-icing of the airplane. This was a very interesting discussion. And you guys were mostly right. I'm 100% right. But I just want to flesh a few things out here. Maybe add some insight. Having worked at an airport before... So the de-icing situation is they need the plane to come to a dedicated de-icing area because they are using glycol. It's basically the same poison that you put in your radiator to keep your car from overheating or from freezing. It's glycol and a bunch of other chemicals, which are very, very toxic, by the way. So they have the planes come to this one area where they can do all the spraying, and then they reclaim all the... They take all of the spray and wash and all the stuff, you know, all the extra glycol that's been sprayed all over the place, and they're capturing it and recycling it because they don't want that garbage going into the rivers and the streams and the birdies and the fish. So that's why the planes have to go to an assigned area. And you're right, they're basically, it's basically just glycol, antifreeze. And the guy, the airplane pilot who got the crap in his eyes, he must have been, there must have been some sort of break in the pressure vessel of the plane. Like, you can't really open up those windows on those planes, those big 747s or what have you. You may, there may be one or two little windows that might open up, but they have to be pretty beefy windows, so they typically don't, you just don't crack them open like your vent window in your 64 Dart. So there must have been a break in a seal or something, and you can't have a break in a seal on a pressurized airplane when it's at 30,000 feet. So they may have been lucky in discovering this problem with the spray getting into the cockpit, because that could have turned into a catastrophic issue. But anyway, so notwithstanding that you barely lost your lives, sounded like quite a rigmarole. And the whole idea with the de-icing glycol spray, sorry, I got this big hunk of metal rolling around inside my cabin here, is they spray the wings. It can be quite a high pressure spray because it's intended to dislodge any ice that may have formed on the wings in the period of time that it was sitting still, or that the frost gets on it overnight, or even just sitting around for a couple hours in a cold zone. You can develop a lot of frost, and so they use a usually typically heated glycol under high pressure so that they can dislodge the existing ice. And then the glycol is only meant to stay on the wings and the control surfaces and what have you, long enough that the airplane can start generating its own heat, which they use heat that bleeds off the engine that they squirt over the wings to keep the wings warm. Or they might use a rubberized boot system that they can inflate these rubber boots on the front of the wings, and that cracks the ice and the ice pops off, flies off. So glycol is basically used just for the short term so that the plane can be removed, and that no further ice forms in the short time, hopefully short time, it takes to get to the runway to get moving, flying, and up into the air. All right, so that's my, potholes. Potholes everywhere. Oh, listen to this car. So mean. Oh, hey, I want to say thanks to Chet and Beverly from Advanced Business Solutions for the ad that they sent to KFAB Radio, Drive Time Tonopah, the ad space they bought. Many thanks to Beverly and Chet for their great ad, the fax machine and the Delta Dawn and all that, and the credit card receipts. Thanks, you guys. If you don't know who Chet and Beverly are, then you're not paying attention. So thanks, you guys, for that. Oh, yes, and I have one more thing that I want to refute from the Dark Forest. This is the Refute the Dark Forest podcast. The Sea Monkeys. I remember the Sea Monkeys. And the deal with the Sea Monkeys was people would get these mail order sea monkeys that would come, and they were supposed to grow into some sort of monkeyish looking doodad that had a face and fins and feet and hands. And I think they were just some version of a shrimp or something, some little parasite bug that came dormant as a seed or a, I don't know, it was just a dead pellet. And when it came in contact with water, it was a shrimp, some version of a, some kind of a shrimp, wasn't it? And it would come alive, and it didn't look anything like the sea monkey of the pictures in the magazine. It was just some creepy little creature that floated around and wiggled its little fins, I think. And I remember this class action suit. I think they actually had to pull the, they just stopped creating the product, I believe. So anyway, there's that. That's all I got for you, John. I'll shut my mouth up. So, you know, a disproportionate number of people have been telling me that I gotta get my colon blow check done. Get to get my colonoscopy because, of course, I am 50 now. So several people have been telling me, so you're gonna go get the big test? I guess, mind you, it's been 50 years, and for the amount of things that have been stuffed up my ass, I'm sure there's a bottle cap or two that's left behind up in there, so I guess I gotta get that checked. Big Fatty got his checked recently. Speaking of Big Fatty, have you heard, is anyone else concerned about the health of Big Fatty? If you heard his shows recently, Daylight Savings Time, he was yawning and crying and the burping and the farting. There's been a lot of burping and farting going on the Big Fatty show. I think that guy's got to go see a doctor or something. I'm a little concerned myself. Big Fatty. I know you just came from the doctor, but maybe it's time for a second opinion. Or else you gotta check your diet. I think Big Fatty's back on the carbs too, Mr. Carb-Free Diet, Paleo, Alto, Paleo, Maleo Max. Alright, well listen, I'm getting to the end of my rope. So I think I'll end it here. If you have a question, you can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. I am the Fade Driver. Thank you for listening. And thank you for all your support. A coppa there and a blue Ford, the Ford Taurus. All right. Goodbye.